Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. At this time, we want to welcome you to our youth Sunday service. Our youth are going to be conducting pretty much most all of this. And to kick things off, as we always do, we want to go around and see if you got something good to share that the Lord's done for you this past week. So Austin is going to come around and carry the mic around. And he can start us off. Amen. You didn't know you were going to have to do that, did you?
All right. Thank you, sir. Anybody?
Anybody.
I'll go first.
I'm blessed that I might be starting a new job Tuesday.
Amen.
Go Patriots.
No, go Patriots. Open that door.
Falcons are going to the Super Bowl and
Amen.
I went to my Nana's house yesterday.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Says she went to her Nana's house yesterday.
Amen. That's good.
Anybody else? Jack?
He's not.
I started soccer this week.
Amen.
All right. Good deal.
Anybody else? Haley, you need to say anything? Anybody? That's good.
Amen.
Coach.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll share something good that happened this week. I'm 1 week closer to retirement. Amen. Amen. I appreciate y'all's prayers. Vicky was having some issues with her blood pressure, and it's back down to normal. So we praise the Lord for that. Got a little concerned about that earlier in the week, so we're thankful for that. You know what? Any week we're alive is a good week. Amen. That's a good week, and I just thank God. I thank God for this great group of young people. They're going to be up here. We're going to have a little panel discussion in a minute, and I'm real proud of them, and I know we all are here, so we're excited about that. But thank you for carrying that around, and we'll move on with our service now.
Okay, it's time now for our doxology. Let's turn to page 499. Excuse me, our offertory hymn. 499. Got ahead of myself. Let's all stand for our offertory hymn, 499. We'll sing all three verses.
I heard.
for this precious day you gave us, Lord. Yes. I thank you for letting us wake up and go to your house again, Lord. And
yes.
Just please bless these tithes and offerings as we work for your kingdom, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. doing?
Y'all
doing?
Y'all ready to sing?
Which one? Y'all just gonna use one?
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't want to think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt in these four words. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. I know you're counting our joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes you gotta stop, remember that you're God, and I am not so.
Amen. Thank y'all. We got some great talent here at our church. Amen.
Amen.
And we appreciate them sharing that with us. At this time, Josh is going to come up and read some scripture for us. And then we're going to get our young folks up here. It'll take us just a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. Oh, and children, you are now dismissed to go with Allie.
Okay.
Thank you.
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you, because you are young. But set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. along with those who call on the Lord out with a pure heart. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone. I send you to and say whatever I command you. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that scripture with us, Josh. At this time, we're going to let our young folks kind of transition up here and do a little quick rearrangement, and then we'll get started. Okay, let me just kind of tell you how this thing's going to work here. We've got some discussion questions. Alicia is going to kind of lead them in, and we're just going to get some feedback from our young people just to kind of let you know where they stand spiritually on some of the matters that are at hand. So I'm excited about it. They've had a chance to look over this. It's going to kind of be a random thing. So whoever wants to speak up. And if y'all don't, then I'm going to jump in and I'm going to preach 15 minutes for all 10 points that we've got. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right then. All right. Thanks, Alicia.
Bruce has said he's going to stop me because I'll talk the horns off of Billy Goat. So I talked too long last time. Good morning. Thank y'all for being here. These kids are so important to me, and I know they're important to y'all. So we're just going to go over a few things. Does anybody want to say anything first? Thank you for coming.
I'm glad to be here.
Good.
Amen.
All right.
And make sure y'all turn those mics on because we're recording this off the monitor here, so we need for y'all to speak in the mics, please.
All right, so we're going to go with number one, those that have the papers. How do you know what God's will is for your life? Wakey wakey in the back.
Yeah, my ears are clean now.
Welcome to the cemetery.
Yeah, be sure to get your mic
pointed
up, please.
Try it again. All right. All right. How do you know what God's will is for your life?
You can feel it.
Pray about it and ask God to take control.
Talk into the microphone.
You can feel it.
Okay. And I try to let them know there's no wrong answer. There's 16-ish kids up here, so there's going to be 16 different answers. So that's one of the big things I'll try to let them know. There's no wrong answer. So we might laugh at each other, but there's no wrong answer. In reference to music this day and age, what determines whether or not you listen to certain artists or groups?
If it has, like, bad words, don't listen to this, don't listen to it.
It depends on how interesting it is to you. Like, it depends on how, like,
I don't need a microphone.
Okay. Well, it depends on how interesting it is because, you know, a lot of people, some music, they're not, you know, they don't really listen to it or not interested into it. It's boring to them. But for some people, it does depend on how much you are into a certain song or a certain, you know, band or whatever.
One good thing about music these days is... One good thing about the music these days is, you know, a lot of the kids like listen to rap and all that stuff. Now, I can't say I haven't listened to rap, but there are Christian rap music artists, singers, groups that sound the same and sing about God. So. So I gave them some examples of some of those this morning, so which was Lecrae, Andy Mineo, KB, some of those guys and people. So they weren't familiar with them. Now they are. So they don't have to listen to all the junk of the world anymore. So.
Okay. you better read. Like, I'll go stand over here. Okay. You want to stand over here, Alicia, and do it? Yeah, we're going to have to get a little farther away. What we're doing, we're trying to record this to put it on the website, so we can't get too close to the monitors, but hey, we'll stand over here.
How do you separate from bad friends without hurting them or making them think you're stuck up?
Be straight up with them and say, I would love to be your friend with you, but my walk with the Lord is different from your walk with the Lord.
That's right. Good. Anybody else? In the church. Amen.
Okay. How can you witness to your friends and still be accepted?
Tell them that we have a great youth group, and then we'll be happy for them to come and join us.
Invite them with open arms.
Okay. Love them.
Why is it so hard to stay on the narrow path as a teenager?
Mostly peer pressure and temptation.
Okay.
All the things that we're exposed to.
Okay. Can y'all elaborate on some of that? What are some of the things that you're exposed to that make it difficult for you in your walk?
Because our technology and other things hinders us from being a godly teenager, but you have to stay faithful. Say forth, we are like with football or baseball, we don't want to get in the word because we just keep on, like Coach preached on the boundary lines, we just want to keep on pushing back, and it's just hard, but you got to stay in the word.
How can I elaborate what you just said? Peer pressure is like the, let's say like,
you stand on the corner.
What I mean by peer pressure, they're trying to pressure you into doing something that is not godly, not in God's eyes. So they're trying to pressure you, so that's trying to be real hard on you.
Anybody else?
I got a good one for the next one.
So, what is appropriate clothing for Christians? Appropriate and modest clothing for a Christian, and why?
There is nowhere in the Bible where you have to say you have to come to church in a suit and tie. As long as you're in church, most people stay in bed and sleep. But as long as you're in church and just praising His name and reading the book and getting in His book, He'll probably reward you with that when you come up to Him.
Let me piggyback off that. You're exactly right. And that's one thing we take pride in here at our church. We welcome you, you know. I think the question is asking here is, what is modest wear and why is it important that we, you know, we don't mind you coming in jeans, you know, whatever. But why is it important that we dress modestly regardless of what you're choosing to wear to church.
Because if you like, if you dress up like a thug when you come to church, people will think that. Listen. Like, people will think different, like, from you. They'll say, are they really a Christian? And a lot of whole different questions are going to go through their mind.
Let me ask you this question. Why is it people seem to know how to dress when they come to church, but when you see them out in public a lot of times, it's like there's a different set of rules? What do you think's the cause of that?
Impress others, I guess.
It's probably, they're probably just like that to be around the people that used to being around days that they don't be in church.
So why are they suddenly, when they get outside the confines of the church, they decide that modesty is not that important as long as I'm impressing my friends? Is that the right attitude to have?
No, sir.
Okay. How about, could we get some of our young ladies to expand on that? Because I know that, you know, guys pretty much, you know, for the most part, are going to have modest dress. But sometimes young ladies kind of walk a fine line with that. So how do you guys feel about that?
Because I'm sure that God doesn't want you coming in here with mini skirts and half shirts on.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen. So would it be safe to say that we know what modesty is, whether we choose to abide by it, it's a different story. And I'm happy to say I've never seen any of you guys dress anything but modest. So I appreciate the way you guys are handling yourself. Amen. But it is a concern for me, you know, out in public and everything. Just, you know, guys, what we got to understand too, we represent Christ no matter where we are. No matter what the situation is, we should be dressing the part, acting the part, speaking the part. It should never change, right? Amen.
I told them this morning, Sunday school, I have a bright yellow rain jacket in my car, and if I see any of the girls dressing inappropriately, I was going to duct tape it around their necks. And the boys, if I saw their pants around their... and the boys, if I saw their pants around their honeys, I was going to give them the biggest wedgie they've ever gotten. So, and that was not a fib, so I will do that.
Just hit them with a yardstick.
Yeah, well, yeah, and Josh said to whoop them with a yardstick, so I might do that. Why does God allow trials and temptations to come into our lives?
God wants to know how strong a person you are and how you are going to react to them trials and temptations.
Amen. And because even a teacher is quiet during a test.
Kevin?
Oh. Well.
Tony, y'all said something.
Go ahead. The reason that he does this is because he wants to see who we're going to be and how faithful we are in him. Like, we could go through many things in life and just turn away from God. But the reason he does, the reason he puts these trials in our lives is to see how faithful we're going to be and how much we're going to stand up for him.
Bam. That's right.
Amen. That's right. He wants to shape us the way he wants us to be.
What does it really mean to have a relationship with Jesus?
It means that, like, whenever you come to church, you talk about Jesus. And whenever you're out of church, you talk about Jesus. You just go and worship all over the place. You don't care where you're at.
Good job. Good job, buddy.
Somebody else want
to
expand on that?
The way that I tried to explain it to him this morning was a relationship with your best friend or relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend is you talk to them all the time. So you think about them all the time. You want to be with them all the time. So you should feel that way about God.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Wake up in the morning. Oh, Lindsay, I wonder why she's there. I'm sorry. You should be that way about God. God, thank you for letting me wake up this morning, help me to get through this day, and driving down the road, Lord, help me to get to where I'm going safe, you know, that type thing. Let me get through this test, let me get through football practice, that type thing.
To have a relationship with God, it's just, you got to stay in His Word, you got to stay grounded into it, but also spend time praying to Him, spend time talking to Him, make sure that you're always just having enough time for Him. I know I have a lot of struggles with that myself. I try to push time for Him back, and some days I don't get to it because I push it back so much that sooner or later I'm in the bed before I've even read my Bible or spend time talking to God. And to have a relationship with Him, it's just you feel Him there whenever you're making decisions, and you feel Him in your heart, and He's just there with you 24/7. He's always with you.
That's right.
Good. Anybody else?
You need to be able to trust Him and His Word and to witness to people at school. I mean, with basketball and everything, I've been really busy with, like, practice schedules and stuff. So it's kind of hard to be there and to be able to get into His Word. But you still have to try.
Yes, try.
All right. How do you deal with people and problems in your lives that have hurt you deeply?
Forgive and forget.
Amen.
You don't worry about it, because in the Bible it tells you if you worry, it shows you have no faith in God.
That is right. Why is it important to set boundaries before entering a dating relationship, and when should they be set? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. Go back to the last one. I'm sorry.
So going back to the last question, what Josh said was forgive and forget. There's a saying that people say is whenever something bad happens to you, forget what happened, but don't forget what it taught you. Through things in life, you know, if somebody wrongs you, you have to forget what they did, but you can't forget what God taught you through that. You can't forget what you learned from that, because if you do, then the same thing will happen and you won't have any idea what to do about it.
Why is it important to set boundaries before entering a dating relationship, and when should they be set?
The first day y'all met. And the reason why you do that, so you would not cross that boundary line like Coach was talking about. We had a really long conversation about it last Thursday, FCA.
Let's stay on this for just a second, because for one thing, I know parents want to hear these answers. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, Amen. Let me piggyback off that a minute. Guys, here's the thing. A lot of times, and this is something we got to all be aware of. Beauty is not always external. Amen. It's not. You know, we shouldn't always just, oh, there's the most gorgeous person in the world. I just hope they'll ask me out, that kind of thing. But, guys, we need to set boundaries, and we need to set them soon, because what ends up happening is if we're not careful, we get in these relationships, and then before we know it, they have gotten out of control. So, as Dylan said, we need to set those boundaries right off the bat. But what's an even more important thing that you should be asking someone who you're considering maybe wanting to go out with, go on a date with? What should be a question that's asked as soon as you really know that person?
How is your walk with the Lord?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Regularly? Guys, if you're born-again believers, you need to be yoking yourselves with like-minded people. Especially our young ladies. I'm probably more concerned with them because I just really am concerned, because I know how guys can be. They can be con artists. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm not speaking from experience now. Let me just stand up and say that. Okay? Don't get the wrong idea here now. All right. She said amen. But anyway. But guys, I just want y'all to understand that it's okay. And I've told you before, you pray for God to bring that person in your life, and when the time is right, He will deliver. Amen. And when He delivers, it will be the right person, like-minded, with the same types of thoughts and habits that you have. But if you go out trying to do things yourself, you're probably going to mess up. And you may mess up multiple times if you're not careful. So I just wanted to piggyback off that. Set boundaries early and often. And ask them about their walk with the Lord before you even really get into the relationship.
And if they don't like your boundaries, they're not worth your time.
Amen.
So if they,
amen.
And if they try to cross the boundaries, you let me know. Just play it. Anybody else say anything? I don't want to cut y'all. When can we as a church, so everybody out here, I'm sorry, what can we as a church do to help you accomplish God's plan for you?
Pray. Pray okay. For us.
Support us.
Okay. You show your faith in us.
Okay. Keep us all accountable and tell us what we do wrong.
Be there for us in the good and bad times.
Like Kevin said, you know, just always stick by our sides and always make sure that y'all are with us no matter what, and that y'all support us and support everything we do. And if we're doing something wrong, then y'all show us the right way to do it. Because I know some people, they see, you know, they see their children or their friends doing something wrong or something like that, and then they don't really say anything. But I just hope that everybody in this church can help all of the youth stay accountable for what we've done. And, you know, if we're doing anything wrong, then maybe they could help to change that and help us to make it right.
If we're going through tough times, like if we lose somebody, just stay there with us and keep us, tell us to just read the Bible and just encourage us.
Okay, guys, just to kind of close out our thing today, I want to get back on that last question about how we as a church, do you feel that we as a church here at Bethesda are supporting you? Okay. Because I promise you this, I love all you guys, and I can guarantee you this, if I see and know that you're going down the wrong path, I'm going to talk to you about it. You can bet that. Amen. 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 You know, I think that's the problem in the world today. You know, we get on to our young people and we look at our young people and we say, oh, they're just acting terrible. But when are we stepping up and we're saying, hey, you know, let's talk about this thing. Let's sit down and instill some godly principles in them. You know, you cannot expect your children to display those godly principles if they're not seeing that. And they're not getting it reinforced. So we've got to, as a church, we've got to be willing to step up to the plate and say, hey, we're here for you, but we're going to make sure you're going about it the right way. We want to make sure you're going about it the right way. So, guys, y'all did a great job today. Amen. How about that? Amen. I'm very thankful for our group. We've got about 17 up here today, and we average about 14 to 15 a week. And I just praise the Lord for that because they're doing great things. And, you know, it's tough. It really is tough. It's tough enough for us as adults, but people at my age and on up, we didn't have a lot of the same things that are tempting us that they're having tempt them with today. Yeah. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of discipline, and it takes a lot of boundary setting. You guys need to really make your boundaries clear. You need to set them. And if you cross them, you need to be accountable for that, first of all, to God. And second of all, I've encouraged everyone, and including our youth, we need accountability partners. We need somebody that we can go to in confidence and say, you know what, I'm struggling with this. I need you to pray with me. I need you to help me with it. I think that's very important because a lot of times we go through life and we just try to hold everything in and deal with it ourselves. But, you know, God never intended for it to be that way. He intended for us to, first of all, be able to call on Him, and second of all, be able to support each other and help each other out. So I'm real proud of you guys for everything y'all are doing and will continue to do. We've got a lot of great things in store for this year. Anybody else have any closing comments you want to add to anything we talked about that might have come to your mind by the time we got done with it? Anybody else? No one? No one else. Last chance. Okay. Well, guys, before we close out our service today, I'm going to go ahead and take a minute to just make a couple of announcements real quick. First of all, in 2 Sundays from now, our youth are going to be having a fundraiser for their Super Wild trip and stuff that we'll have coming up for this year. We'll be doing a spaghetti luncheon and a silent auction right after church. So if y'all would please, by within the next week, maybe next week, if you've got some things you would like to donate for that silent auction, start bringing those in, because we would love to be able to go ahead and get a lot of that stuff. And, of course, we need spaghetti and we need all that stuff that goes with it. Yes, Becky?
There's a sign-up sheet for the families who are trying to put on the lunch.
Okay. Okay. We do have a sign-up sheet for that. Your stuff that you want to bring for the silent auction, if you will bring it, you can start bringing it next week, tonight, whatever. We'll start storing that away. I also want to announce, this is Fifth Sunday, and normally we have a Fifth Sunday night service somewhere within the area. But I hate to say, but I'm afraid this is kind of getting disbanded. We're not sure what's going on right now, but we don't know where and even if there's supposed to be one tonight. So we're just going to have a regular service at 6. Youth regular service at 6 from 6 to 7. So if you can come, we'd love to have you. We don't know any more about Fifth Sunday. So if we find out something, we'll relay it to everyone and let them know. But right now, we're not sure if that's even going to continue on. But we'll let you know about that. Also, it's been asked if our deacons can meet real quick in the side room after the service. Next Sunday, I'm really excited about this. We have got the hookups. We got the satellite dish. We're going to have a church-wide family night fellowship / Super Bowl gathering at the church next Sunday. We'll be able to feed the game in. Since it's first Sunday night, bring your Super Bowl finger foods. Amen. And bring a lot of it, because I've fed these kids before. Trust me, they'll eat you out of house and home. Amen. That's next Sunday night, so we want to encourage you about that. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7, as normal. There's a baby shower for Rebecca Bayshore on March the 4th at 3. Wedding shower for Allie Chronic February 18th at 3 p.m. So we want to remind you of those things right there. Any other announcements we need to make? Miss Faye? Okay, thank you so much. And that's the counterpart to the Penfield men's home. This is the women's part of that. Thank you, Miss Faye. In Livonia, yes. Thank you so much for that. Any other announcements?
Birthdays.
Hold on a minute. Let me see who's in here this week. Jaden Newberry on the 31st. And Jonathan has got an announcement.
The Patriots better get ready.
That's right. Amen, brother. Amen. Any other announcements? Yes.
I'm thankful. Well, the youth are going to the Casting Grounds group in March, and I'm going to be buying tickets in the morning to make sure that we can get tickets. It's in Augusta. I mentioned to several of the adults. If y'all want to go, give the money to me today so I can make sure that I can get your tickets. The kids, I'm going to pay for part of theirs. Group ticket amount is $18 for the adults and then $10 for the kids. So if you want to go, we'd love to have some tickets. I'm paying for that.
Yeah. Okay, so youth, we're helping pay for half of yours. Adults is $18 for adults. Okay. All right. Great, great group down in Augusta. That is a Thursday evening. We know it'll be a little late, but hey, for some reason, they don't have concerts on Fridays and Saturdays very often, these groups. They always seem to be on a weeknight like that. So, any other announcements? Okay. Well, as always, we always want to open our altar up and have our closing hymn. So I'm going to call on James to have our closing prayer, and we'll have our altar open if you want to come and pray a little bit, and then we'll be dismissed. We appreciate everybody coming tonight. It's not night yet. Amen. Okay. We appreciate everybody coming today and hope to see you tonight. How about that? But as always, it's great to be in God's house. Anytime you can come, I want to encourage you to come. I'm also excited. I'm going to throw this date out. I've been asked by the Union Point Worship Center. I'm going to preach one of their revival nights. It'll be March the 11th. They got a community-wide revival they're doing. They asked me to come, and I'm going to be preaching over there. It'll be a Saturday night, March 11th. So I appreciate you guys can come and support that. I'm excited about that. So, James, you want to lead us in our closing prayer?
Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for everything that you've given us, Lord. I just thank you for this Sunday that we're able to worship you and be in your house, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for that discussion that we just had. May we take what we learned from that discussion, Lord, and may we just use it this week and use it to the best of our abilities to help grow us and our walk with you and just to keep us in our highest faith, Father. And Lord, may we just do everything we need to do for you this week and watch us as we leave here today and bring us back safely this evening and just be with us as we go through this week and just stay by our side, Lord. In your holy and precious name I do pray. Amen.
Thank you, James. If y'all will, stand to your feet. Anybody that wants to, please come up to the altar and pray with us. We're going to have a closing hymn right now. Page 104.